In the Amazon, the turn to Sweden was unfortunate. Slash-and-burn cultivation has become one of the driving forces behind the loss of tropical forest. Although Sweden does permit the forest to regrow, it is wildly inefficient and environmentally unsound. The burning sends up in smoke most of the nutrients in the vegetation, almost all of the nitrogen, and half the phosphorus and potassium. At the same time, it pours huge amounts of carbon dioxide into the air, a factor in global warming. Fortunately, it is a relatively new practice, which means it has not yet had much time to cause damage. More important, the very existence of so much healthy forest after 12,000 years of use by large populations suggests that whatever Indians did before Sweden must have been ecologically more sustainable. According to Charles R. Clement, an anthropological botanist at the Brazilian National Institute for Amazon Research, INPA, INPA, in Manaus, the first Amazonians didn't clear the forest, but replaced it with one adapted to human use. They set up shop on the bluffs that mark the edge of high water, close enough to the river to fish, far enough to avoid the flood. There, the Amazon's first inhabitants did laboriously clear small plots with their stone axes. But rather than planting manioc and other annual crops in their gardens until the forest took them over, they planted selected tree crops along with the manioc and managed the transition. Of the 138 known domesticated plant species in the Amazon, more than half are trees. Depending on the definition of domesticated, the figure could be as high as 80%. Sapodilla, calabash, and tucumã, babassu, açaí, and wild pineapple, cocoa palm, American oil palm, and Panama hat palm. The Amazon's wealth of fruits, nuts, and palms is justly celebrated. Visitors are always amazed that you can walk in the forest here and constantly pick fruit from trees, Clement said. That's because people planted them. They're walking through old orchards. Peach palms are Clement's favorite example. Giddily tall and straight, they have up to a dozen stalks, with a protective mat of spikes wrapped around the bottom of the tree. The protection is little needed. Peach palm wood is hard enough that in the Beni it was used for saw blades. Bundles of orange or red fruit hang like clusters of bocce balls from the base of the fronds. The fruit is soaked with oil and rich in beta-carotene, vitamin C, and surprisingly, protein. When dried, the white or pink pulp makes flour for thin tortilla-like cakes. When boiled and smoked, it becomes hors d'oeuvres. When cooked and fermented, it makes beer.